ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
And just imagine him in the backyard dreaming of playing for Queensland with the number 7 on his back. So it gives me chills sort of thinking about it.
How do you know it's Origin time? Because Maroons coach Billy Slater is going full Queenslander about the selection of debutante Sam Walker. And first-timers is one of the big themes from actually both teams. As many as 13 debutantes in play across the squads combined. It's not just the newbies implicated, with huge stories around massive names too. Reece Walsh, the biggest star in the game, he's out for Queensland. Fullback James Tedesco, one-time New South Wales discard, he's back for the Blues. There is so much to get across. So let's get across it. I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily. Nick Campton is the ABC's lead NRL writer. Who else do you want to talk Origin on a day like this, Campo? I feel like these are particularly sprawling squad announcements. And I want to break it into debutantes, big names, coaching stakes, three bits. Debutantes is a jump-off point. Each squad has a heap, and I'm drawn to Sam Walker in Queensland. For New South Wales, it feels almost like a statement on Laurie Daly needing to change a losing formula. What do the fresh faces across the board tell us about each state?
Well, I guess to start with New South Wales, I think it tells us of their desperation to turn around what was a horrible series loss last year, which they really threw away from an extremely strong position.
Game, set, bingo, Queensland miracle. Why is anyone surprised? They're going to win the series. They lost game one in Brisbane. They held on in game two in Perth, and they've blown the Blues out of the water here in Sydney.
You know, winning the opening game in Lang Park, you know, putting on a heap of points in Perth and not being able to get it done, and then losing a home decider, it's kind of as bad a series as you can lose. So they needed drastic change. They needed to do something dramatic, and they've certainly done that. You know, my sort of view heading into the selection of this team is there was only one or two guys who were absolutely guaranteed a start, and everybody else kind of had to go out and prove it again. And I think that's the way that Laurie Daly's gone. You know, there's only six blokes returning from last year's decide up. You know, obviously there's a couple of injury force changes and all of that, but it does feel fresh. It feels new. It feels different. And it's not just the debutants either. You know, we're getting someone like Tony Staggs back in Origin after 4 years away.
So he'll be fresh. And that excites me too, because Katoni over the last 18 months has, you know, he's played, what, in the grand final, played for Australia, and he's a competitor.
We're getting James Tedesco back when it looked like maybe his time in Origin was over. So through a mix of the old and the new, the Blues certainly feel fresh. And I think that's something they really, really needed to try and shrug off what happened last year. As for Queensland, it almost feels like Queensland are in a constant state of regeneration. You know, it's like, it feels like every year there's a rookie that they pick from somewhere who then goes into the great Maroon tradition and then becomes the new Queensland folk hero. I'm with you. I think Sam Walker is the real standout one there. I think he's in such an interesting place in his career, because this is his sixth season in first grade, but he's still only 23. He's a player of, in my view, limitless talent and limitless possibilities. But because he has always seemed like, you know, such a bright, shining star, you know, I feel like sometimes we've been too impatient with him. Other times we've been too patient with him. And I'm really keen to see how he goes in this arena, because I feel like his talent for attacking improvisation could really unlock something for Queensland.
We really feel confident about Sam Walker being the best option to play halfback for Queensland. And I know how much he loves this state. Growing up in Ipswich, just west of Brisbane.
Of all the debutants, he's probably the one I'm most excited to see on the big stage.
Victor Radley might be the New South Wales selection story. He's represented England. He's coming off a drug-related club suspension. He's going to debut for New South Wales in game one. It's a fair redemption arc, Campo. Is it a fair enough one?
Look, I got to be honest with you, Stacky. I really don't get this selection at all. Not because of Victor Radley's history representing England.
You know, we're very happy that we can give them the opportunity to represent New South Wales. And, you know, all three of them, when I spoke to them, were very excited. They're all passionate. They're all in on New South Wales, which they needed to be. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been selected.
I have no doubt he'll be as passionate about wearing the blue jersey as absolutely anyone. That's not my concern. My concern is I just don't think he's playing well enough to justify his selection here. Like you said, he's coming off that drug suspension, and he's currently suspended again for some foul play on the field. He's only played the 5 games this year. I think he's been all right in those games, but far from a standout. And when you think about all the depth that New South Wales have in the forward pack, you could have picked someone like Keon Koloamatangi. You could have picked Jackson Ford, who's been the best forward in the league through 11 weeks. You could have picked Jacob Preston, who's been on the edge of selection for a couple of years. And if you wanted a more experienced head, you could have gone Angus Crichton, who was player of the series just 2 years ago. And instead they've gone with Radley, and I just don't get it. I know they talk about his playing style is made for Origin and all of that, but to me, form has to be king if you're going to look for that fresh start. And I don't quite get what they're looking for with Radley. I think they're picking him more based on what he can be than what he is right now.
I picked Victor to be Victor.
And that's something that has got the Blues in an awful lot of trouble in the past.
Let's talk some big names. On grand final day last year, we had the sense that Reece Walsh had a coronation, going to be the best player in the game for a long, long time. Hasn't cracked the Maroons squad. Overlooked for Kalyn Ponga. Does that speak to Ponga's form in 26 or Walsh's malaise?
I'm not sure, because I'm pretty stunned by this one as well. But Walsh is in a little bit of a funk at the moment. I think the Broncos are too. I think all those injuries are starting to tell. Walsh is maybe the ultimate confidence player.
You know, we know what he's capable of. He knows what he's capable of. And, you know, he has a really good understanding of the things he focuses on when he plays his best football.
He's maybe a little bit down on confidence right now. I can understand going with Ponga ahead of him, ahead of Walsh at fullback. Ponga's been awesome since coming back from injury.
Looking for support is the best away to Ponga. See ya! Kalyn Ponga is over to score after the break from Bradman Best, and the Knights against the run of play score a great try.
For the Knights, he's got the great history in the Queensland jersey. He's played some great games for them in the past. He's playing better. I get it. I understand it. But to not have Walsh in the squad at all, you know, to select Ezra Mam as your 18th player and Gehemat Shibasaki as your 19th, two other Broncos guys who are pretty down on form themselves, to not just give yourself the option of throwing Reece Walsh out there to try and win you the game late, like I just don't know why Queensland would deprive themselves of that. If I was a Queensland selector, I would have happily picked Walsh at the back. We know he's a big game player. He's one of the ultimate big game players in the league right now. We saw that on the run to the grand final last year. But to not have him in the squad at all, to me, is a little bit of a head scratcher. I maybe they want to give him more time to build his confidence. Maybe they want to give him some time out of the spotlight. But time out of the spotlight doesn't really exist for Reece Walsh. You know, that's kind of just where he lives. So I don't know why they would deprive themselves of a player of that attacking class.
On the New South Wales side of things, the fullback jumper, also a huge talking point, because James Tedesco is taking that slot ahead of the incumbent Penrith Panther Dylan Edwards. The 33-year-old has had his Origin obituary written previously. Well, he's back. How do you see this selection?
I feel like this was a game that the Blues couldn't lose, you know, because Dylan Edwards, I think, had maybe a little bit of a down year last season. Particularly his end to the season was maybe a little bit disappointing. And to me, from round one, this fullback jersey was right up for grabs. But then Edwards has responded with his best form in some time. It's only through poor fortune that he's run into the great James Tedesco renaissance. You know, I think when Tedesco dropped out of the Origin team in 2024, a lot of people wrote that obituary. I think I wrote one myself. But since then, Tedesco was the Dally M runner-up. Last year, he was the Dally M winner. This year, he's been the best fullback in the entire league. And just is back to that form that made him an out-and-out New South Wales legend. From my understanding is this selection went right down to the wire.
In the end, Teddy got the job, just more around how we want to play. But, yeah, Dylan has done nothing wrong. It's just the style of footy we want to play in game one.
Tedesco has gotten the nod, and I think he deserves it. If Edwards had got the start, I don't think anyone could have begrudged him. But now Tedesco has the opportunity to write that rarest of Origin legends, which is the late career surge by an already great player. You know, it was something that Alan Langer had. It was something that Andrew Johns had. And in terms of his Origin pedigree, Tedesco exists in that company. You know, I think he's the best fullback that the Blues have ever had. And his return now has the opportunity to further enhance a legend that, like we said, many people thought was over.
From a coaching perspective today, we had Laurie Daly offering a gaff as he named a former Queensland player who's long retired when he meant to say Casey McLean.
Casey Maguire.
We have Billy Slater playing Queensland hits. I mean, he dropped a banana farm reference when talking about Thomas Flegler.
To get back on the field, I think that speaks volumes of of who Tom Flegler is. Brought up on a banana farm, he's a tough lad, and we're going to need that toughness.
How do you see this series for each coach?
Well, it's an unusual one because I think there's a chance it's the last for both of them. I think if Laurie Daly loses this series, I think the Blues have to look in another direction, particularly with Ivan Cleary sort of throwing his hat in the ring about becoming a representative coach in the future. That's something that I feel like if the Blues are in a bad place and Cleary's available, they will 100% make that change. But at the same time, Billy Slater is off contract as Queensland coach at the end of this series. I have no doubt that he would love to go again, win or lose. I have no doubt that win or lose, Queensland would re-sign him again. But with the recent uncertainty over Craig Bellamy's future in Melbourne, I know that's still very much an evolving and developing situation that requires a great level of sensitivity around its discussion. But if the Storm were looking for a long-term successor, Billy Slater's right there. And I think that's maybe the only other coaching job that, other than Queensland, that he would be really interested in. So I don't know. I feel like both coaches have a chance to really sort of redefine their reputations and their legacies through this series, because Laurie Daly's really took a hit last year with the series loss. Slater's really, really took a big bump with being able to bring Queensland back from the dead like that. But things feel pretty evenly poised to me at the moment. And because both sides just have such an element of freshness about them, we're kind of heading into uncharted waters. So it wouldn't surprise me if they both are here again next year, but equally, it wouldn't surprise me if we have two fresh faces in the coach's box.
Ultimately, who do you think should and will be favourites as a consequence of the two squads we've seen rolled out for game one?
I think the Blues will be favourites just because there's a little bit of extra star power there and they have got that first game at home. But we've seen this 1,000 times now, Stacky. Queensland want to be underdogs. They thrive on it. Every single time you go into an Origin thinking, wow, this Blues team looks really good. I think they could really work this Queensland team. All of a sudden, Queensland tap into that famous Maroon spirit and all that Origin history that they have, and they become the inheritors of that legacy. And guys go out there and play above themselves. And then we're sitting here after the fact going, wow, can you believe this bloke who's playing like an absolute busted came in and played like a king? Happens all the time. But I have to play my part in that and I have to tip the Blues. You know what I mean? Like, that's part of this whole experience. That's how it all happens.
The beats, the rhythms, it's all so familiar. Nick Captain, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Headlines. In the AFL, Scott Pendlebury has kicked off a week of fanfare around his impending AFL Games record by making it clear this season isn't necessarily his last.
I'm not sure. I think if my form's good enough and my body holds up, that's a discussion that I'll have later on in the season. But yeah, I feel good and, I'm almost over some niggles that I need to get over. But yeah, feeling good.
The Magpie veteran will play game 4-3-3 against West Coast Saturday. Golf, where Cam Smith did not win the USPGA, but he went pretty close, ultimately finishing four shots back from Victor Aaron Rye. The Queenslander has sacked his childhood coach coming into the tournament and was right in the mix before making a bogey on the 17th. Rye surged away with a brilliant final round, 65, to become the first Englishman in more than 100 years to win the tournament. When we interviewed Aussie sprint sensation Eddie Nketiah 2 weeks ago, he said he was targeting 100 metres in the 9.7s. We didn't have to wait long. He ran a heavily wind-assisted 9.74 this morning in US college track, breaking his own Australian record for the 100 in all conditions, as he said on his Instagram. Next time, let's make it legal. Scroll back in our feed to listen to his interview. He is a super fun story with so many elements. There's heaps going on in the World Game. Sam Kerr scored in her final game with Chelsea to equal the most number of goals scored for the club by a woman. In the men's, Chelsea lost to Manchester City in the FA Cup final 1-0. In Australia, Sydney FC edged past Newcastle on penalties to make it to the grand final of the A-League men's, where they'll play Auckland in New Zealand in the final. In the A-League women's, Melbourne City defeated Wellington Phoenix 3-1 to claim a record equaling fifth A-League women's championship.
And the years of pain are wiped away because Melbourne City are A-League women's champions once again. 5 years of waiting, 4 years of finals heartbreak, but they matter not in moments like this.
I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily, produced by Poppy Penny. Thanks to Paramount Plus for the extra audio used in this episode.